تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن لم تكن حليما فتحلم فإنه قل من تشبه بقوم إلا أوشك أن يكون منهم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "If you cannot forbear, feign to do so, because it is seldom that a man likens himself to a group and does not become as one of them."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, we find in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, the divinely appointed Imams, and the Holy Prophet, and the messengers of Allah in general, including the Holy Quran, we find that they speak about the heart. Of course, there is the very famous tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where His Eminence talks about the heart and how it is the home and the abode of Allah. And when it comes to the spiritual wayfarers, we find that these great spiritual masters, such as Imam Khomeini, they spoke about how the heart is the place where the love for Allah exists. And so along these lines, of course, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali, the divinely appointed Imam and an individual who had a perfect heart, who had a complete heart. He said that if the heart is self-satisfied, satisfied with its own self, it will forget its own preservation. And if the heart is overtaken by fear, it will become preoccupied with the avoidance of that which causes the fear. Here, the universal persona again of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that, for example, in the battlefield, there was no fear found in Imam Ali. And therefore, while he was in the battlefield, he was not preoccupied with the fear or that which caused fear. Rather, he was preoccupied with Allah. And on the other hand, we see also the very famous tradition or story, if you will, where Imam Ali alayhi salam had an arrow that had pierced his calf or his leg, and the Muslims wanted to take that arrow out. And they said the best time to take this arrow out is when Imam Ali alayhi salam is in his prayers, his salah. And so why? Because he is preoccupied and engrossed and totally focused upon Allah. Here Imam Ali explains this idea or this concept to us, that we should not let any kind of fear overtake our heart. Yes, the fear of the disobedience of Allah, the fear of not living up to the expectations of Allah, the fear of not being able to satisfy and have Allah be content with us, this kind of fear is good to be preoccupied in. Of course, keeping in mind that fear and hope are the two wings towards prosperity and salvation. And even though we have the fear of disobeying Allah, if we have disobeyed Allah, then we have hope in His forgiveness. With this discussion aside, though, we should remember to not let any kind of physical, materialistic, or the enemies of Allah put fear into our hearts for them. And of course, if the heart is self-satisfied, if it doesn't see any problems with itself, you know, for example, we don't find any fault with us, then we will forget to preserve ourselves, to protect ourselves, to help ourselves grow. So we must always push forward the limits of the obedience to Allah and push forward the love for Allah, and of course never fear anything or anyone except the Almighty Allah. Beautiful, profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Do you want to be healthy and feel good? Perhaps you won't find anyone not sharing this goal. Whilst there's a plethora of advice online and by experts, we have wonderful recommendations in Islamic teachings, including the sayings of the Holy Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام. They all lived a healthy life and would love their followers to be healthy too. For instance, I have personally found hundreds of narrations on healthy lifestyle from the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Here are tips in this regard. Personal hygiene. Imam alayhi salam recommends that the nails are trimmed every Friday. In a hadith found in the book Tibbul Imma, Medicine of the Imams, he reportedly said, such a deed protects against illness. Similarly, in book Makarim al-Akhlaq, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have stated, removing the underarm hair reduces unpleasant smells. It is indeed the sunnah and a source of purification and what the Prophet has commanded. Food that Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends. Through looking at various sources, I found narrations pointing to what Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, used to eat and what he would recommend you and I to actually eat. Green vegetables, eggs, starting with a little bit of salt before eating, pomegranate, bread, vinegar, vegetable oils, dates, honey and milk, amongst many others, were mentioned by Amir al-Mu'mineen in narrations. In an interesting narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam encourages eating oats mixed with water or milk, like a porridge, known as harisa. Eat the harisa, he says, for it gives you strength for worship for 40 days, and it was the food that was descended upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 9, water. Despite many of us not drinking enough water these days, Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends that excessive water consumption should be avoided as well. He tells us, don't make your hearts die with excessive food and drink, for the heart dies like a plant if you drink too much water. Finally, some vices that are related to health. The commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, warns of the impact of some spiritual vices on the body and health in general. For example, it is narrated that he said, the envious person is sick, even if his body is healthy. Similarly, he is reported to have said, to have hatred towards others results in ongoing illness. He also warns of the impact of stress and the need to de-stress to avoid illness. He stated, stress dissolves the body, or in another narration, sadness destroys the body. These are some of the gems from the statements of a man who is truly a role model for each and every human being and the best student of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the permission to follow in his footsteps.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.